Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdal.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We're here to critique the seminar which was presented by Professor Todd Green, a Luther College professor, who did this lecture for a joint group. These are Interfaith in Action and Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center. Today, we'll continue with the speech of President George W. Bush at the Islamic Center in Washington, D.C. This is the speech which Professor Todd Green is bragging about by telling us that not all the politicians in the last 20 years spoke evil of Islam or gave some bad report or bad news about Islam. Why is the professor saying that? It is because he's counting on such speech as proof or evidence. So please listen carefully to Mr. George W. Bush.
America counts millions of Muslims amongst our citizens. And Muslims make an incredibly valuable contribution to our country. Muslims are doctors, lawyers, law professors, members of the military, entrepreneurs, shopkeepers, moms and dads, and they need to be treated with respect. And our anger and emotion, our fellow Americans must treat each other with respect. Women who cover their heads in this country must feel comfortable going outside their homes. Moms who wear cover must not be intimidated in America. That's not the America I know. That's not the America I value. I've been told that some fear to leave. Some don't want to go shopping for their families. Some don't want to go about their ordinary daily routines, because by wearing cover, they're afraid they'll be intimidated. That should not and that will not stand in America. Those who feel like they can intimidate our fellow citizens to take out their anger don't represent the best of America. They represent the worst of humankind. And they should be ashamed of that kind of behavior. Now, this is a great country. It's a great country because we share the same values of respect and dignity and human worth. And it is my honor to be meeting with leaders who feel just the same way I do. They're outraged, they're sad, they love America just as much as I do. And I want to thank you all for giving me a chance to come by, and may God bless us all.
And obviously this was the end of the speech of Mr. George W. Bush in the Islamic Center. First, he lied to the American people by telling us that Islam is love, Islam is peace. Terrorism have nothing to do with Islam, as we have seen in our last broadcast, that is the opposite of the teaching of the words of Allah in the Quran. For Islam is the source of terrorism. For Allah is a terrorist, Muhammad is a terrorist, his angels are terrorists, and every Muslim believer who believes and follows the ideology of Islam must be a terrorist. These are not my words. That's exactly what we have read in the Quran. As it is written in Quran 3151, 812, 860, 33 verses 26 and 27, 59, 2, and 59, 13. And another 300 verses or so. Now we talk about that closing statement of Mr. George W. Bush. He's bragging about the Muslims who live in America after he bragged about Islam by telling us that they are great citizens who bring great value contributions to America. And then he named them for us. They are doctors, they are lawyers, they are engineers, And they are on and on and on with every other position they have in America. No, Mr. George W. Bush, let me correct your belief here, sir. They're not good doctors to bring contribution to America, but because they are in America, they have received a great blessing to live in America as doctors or engineers or teachers or any other positions they have. They are the ones who are blessed by being here with us in the best country in the world. As a matter of fact, if you investigate that statement, you'll see that most American people are losing jobs because these foreigners come to America and take over these jobs, which brings hardship to many of the American workers who study hard for years in our expensive schools. And now they cannot get the job which they used to have. But these foreigners who study in inexpensive schools, those who receive less quality education, can come to America and take over all these jobs. Because trust me, Mr. George W. Bush, if you go to Egypt today, you will see thousands and thousands of doctors and engineers and lawyers and teachers who do not have a job. And if they will come to America, they make for themselves a great future. Because how great America is. It's amazing. Just after that speech, everywhere I go, Muslims will quote the same words of Mr. George W. Bush. Especially, they're serving our military. Let me remind you once again, my friends. Muslims are not those who live in America to enjoy our freedom, but Muslims those who live in planet Earth to practice Islam. Yes, the Quran teaches Muslims to practice taqiyya, Quran 328, which means they can lie to the American people to protect themselves from the infidels. And that is exactly why Mr. George W. Bush gave that speech, to protect the Muslims who live in America. He's like the guy who sees this big fire is about to start in America. As he sees the smokes coming out of these two towers, and the American people may retaliate and revenge for the death of the 3,000 Americans. So he quickly brought a big bucket of water and he dumped it on that fire to cool off the American people. That's why he lied and he bragged about Islam. And now he's bragging about the Muslims who contribute to this great country of America. And to prove my point to you, my friends, Muslims can be great doctors and engineers and teachers. And they can live in America for quite some time, do nothing wrong to the American people. But when the right time comes and they practice the real Islam, then they will be terrorists. For in the end, they must obey Allah more than men. And they will obey Muhammad more than our politicians. And that is exactly what we have seen in many cases in America and around the world. You remember Major Nidal Malik Hassan? The Fort Hood shooter. This is not some doctor who learned overseas and he moved to America to live in America. We actually paid for his education in America. We helped him to become a major and a doctor. And instead of him appreciating what America did for him, he actually shot to kill 13 people plus a baby. That is 14 people. And he wounded 35 more. Who is this? This is Dr. Nidal Malik Hassan. Major Nidal Malik Hassan. Believe it or not, Christians in Egypt cannot have that position in the military. But a Muslim man who came to America, we educated him and we made something out of his life, and he used that thing for the destruction and the killing of Americans. And trust me, my friends, you may brag about many of the Muslims who live in America. And that brag may be true if they are not practicing Islam. But if they will ever practice Islam, you will regret even mentioning their names out of your lips. And I can give you many, many other examples. For if Muslims practice the saying of Muhammad, that is his teaching in the Hadith, when he stated, "Do not initiate the peace to the Jews and Christians. And if you meet any of them in a road, force them to its narrowest alley." Or if Muslim practice the teaching of Muhammad when he said he was commanded by Allah to engage in war with people until people convert to Islam by saying the Shahada, that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. or if the Muslim practiced the command which was given by Allah to Muhammad to the Muslim believers in Quran 9:73, for example, where Allah said, O you Prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites. Be harsh with them, and their abode will be hell, and evil is the destination. And I can go on and on and on with the rest of the verses of the Quran and the sayings of Muhammad, which teach the Muslims simply to be terrorist or to be savage in America, to be harsh with those who do not submit to Islam, Jews, Christians, and others. And by the way, my friends, that is not the only speech given by Mr. George W. Bush to praise Islam and the Muslims. You can go online and listen to the rest of his speeches, which did nothing good, not to the American people, nor to the Muslims, who are now deceived for the second time by Mr. President Bush's speech. They actually continue to be Muslims simply because Mr. George W. Bush praised their cult.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Now let's move on back to Professor Todd Green to point to what else he liked about the speeches of Mr. George W. Bush. As he stated,
He also was known on occasion to make the argument that Christians and Muslims worship the same God. It's kind of a pluralistic argument. It wasn't always theologically worked out in a sophisticated manner that we might expect in a theology class at Luther College, but that doesn't matter. I do think he really believes that Christians and Muslims, among others, are worshiping the same God. And he's called some blasphemous in certain quarters of some Christian conservatives, but I do think this is a genuine belief on his part.
Wow. Did you hear that, America? Professor Todd Green believes in what Mr. George W. Bush said about the God of Christianity and the God of Islam. He's telling us that Mr. George W. Bush, on occasion, made the argument that Christians and Muslims worship the same God. And since Mr. George W. Bush made that argument, it means it's fact. Once again, let me remind you that Mr. George W. Bush is not a scholar on Islam, and I believe he knows nothing about Islam. Therefore, he would never know that Allah, the God of Islam, is actually the devil of the Bible. I'll encourage you to go online and watch my debate, Allah is Satan, Jesus is God. Because trust me, we got enough evidence there to prove to our dear Muslim friends and to you that Allah, the God of Muhammad, is the Satan of the Bible. They're not the same. I don't care what Mr. George W. Bush believes, and I don't care what Mr. George W. Bush declares, because Islam teaches that Allah is absolute. Allah has no son. As a matter of fact, if you believe that Jesus Christ, son of Virgin Mary, is God, or if you believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are an infidel, and all Muslims are commanded by Allah and by Muhammad to kill you as an infidel. Read Quran 572 and Quran 573 and Quran 47:4 and plenty more verses all over the Quran. So Allah is not God and God is not Allah. You see, the God of the Bible is a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No one has seen the Father, but the Son declared to us who is God, and who have seen the Son have seen the Father. Jesus Christ is God Almighty who came in the flesh. And by the way, he died on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day. That's not what Muslims believe. Muslims do not believe Jesus is God. Muslims do not worship Jesus Christ. Muslims do not believe that Jesus died on the cross. And Muslims do not believe that he was buried or rose again on the third day. Therefore, Muslims cannot be worshiping my God. Unless Muslims believe that Jesus is Allah, then we have to come to the conclusion that Allah is not God. And the Holy Spirit to the Muslims is nothing. Sometimes they would tell you the Holy Spirit is Angel Gabriel. Sometimes they would tell you the Holy Spirit is the Quran. Sometimes they would tell you the Holy Spirit is this or that. But no Muslim in planet Earth from the days of Muhammad until today will ever believe that the Holy Spirit is God. So the Father, Son, Holy Spirit is the triune God of the Christian faith. It is the God of the Bible, and that's not what Muslims believe. And we can go on and on and on with that for a long time. But trust me, even if you went to any theology class at Luther College, you will never learn the truth that God and Allah are not the same. Because I believe Professor Todd Green and his theologians in his college believe that Muslims worship the same God, the God of the Bible. And sadly, now many of the Catholics believe in the same thing. You know why? Not because they examined the Bible or the Quran, but because simply they follow their Pope blindly. Have the Pope read the Quran, he will never believe that Allah is Jesus. As all the Muslims in planet Earth know for sure that Jesus is not Allah, and the God of Islam is not the God of Christianity. We don't worship the same God, Professor Todd Green, even if Mr. George W. Bush declared it to you and to the whole Muslim world that we worship the same God. Sadly, not many of the conservative Christians in America corrected Mr. George W. Bush when he made such claims. But I did, and I will continue to expose him and you and anyone else who will confuse the American people about the truth of Islam and Christianity. That's why we always give you the invitation, Professor Todd Green, to a debate to see how much do you know about Islam or Christianity. But for now, my dear friends, let's move on to the next segment of Professor Todd Green, who stated...
It's also worth noting about Bush that in 2000, what little data we have in this in terms of exit polls indicates that Muslim Americans, in terms of their voting patterns, voted overwhelmingly for George Bush over Al Gore in the year 2000. That was the last time Muslim Americans voted overwhelmingly for the Republican candidate, for some reasons I think we're about to see. But that just goes to show that this has been a very short period of time in which the political climate has changed significantly when it comes to Islamophobia, frankly in both parties, but particularly the Republican Party. It hasn't always been like this. In the year 2000, the Republicans really did court Muslim voters. They did it quite effectively, I would add.
Oh, now we know why the Muslims in 2000 voted for Mr. George W. Bush in a greater number than their vote for Al Gore. That is reason number two why Mr. George W. Bush lied to the American people about Islam and the Muslims. You see, after September 11, Mr. George W. Bush never told the American people the truth about Islam, nor the Muslims. As we have heard in this broadcast and in the previous broadcast, he actually bragged about Islam and the Muslims. And because of that, Muslims found out, hey, this guy is on our side. Why not vote for him and give him four more years? I want you to listen again to what Professor Todd Green said about 2000 election. He said, also worth noting about Bush that in 2000, what little data we have from exit polls, Muslim Americans, in terms of their voting patterns, voted overwhelmingly for George W. Bush. over Al Gore. That was the last time. Listen carefully there now, my dear friends. That was the last time Muslim Americans voted overwhelmingly for the Republican candidate for some reasons. Well, I tell you what is the rest of the reasons as we can continue in our study. But for now, Muslims voted for George W. Bush because they've been deceived by George W. Bush. Because as you will see, as we continue in our study, that he did not continue to be that naive president. He changed his mind about Muslims and Islam. And this is the reality, my friends. The Republicans will not tell the truth about what Islam is for two reasons. First of all, because they are ignorant of Islam. And if they know Islam, because they are cowards and because of the political correctness that they may continue to gain the offices which they are running for. Even if they know Islam, they will not speak the truth about it. Because after all, plenty of liberals like Professor Todd Green and all the Muslims of the West will never vote for Republicans if the Republicans continue to be in this category of Islamophobic people. Once again, Professor Todd Green is telling us in this last segment how the Republicans were able to gain some of the votes of the Muslims in the election of the year 2000. That is when he stated, in the year 2000, the Republicans really did court Muslim voters. They did it quite effectively, I would add. So here is advice from Professor Todd Green to the Republicans. Do you want to gain the vote of the Muslims in America? Be friend with them. Love on them. Forget about the American Constitution and all the evil things which Mr. Trump is pushing through. Stop the ban of Muslims coming to America. Forget about securing the border. Just let the Muslims come as they wish from any country around the world. Stop fighting them and help them to take over America. By doing so, trust me, you have the votes of the Muslims in America, which is exactly what the Liberal Party has been and they will continue to do in America. Now it's up to the American people to learn these facts. That's why I believe this study is very important. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.